Morning, Nathaniel.
So, Charles, how do these findings contrast with other countries' perspectives on socialism?
We've identified a pretty similar trend across a couple of key Western countries. So the United States and the United Kingdom have done similar surveys in the last couple of years, and they found that youth as well are increasingly viewing socialism more favourably and capitalism less favourably. So it seems that Australia is following the trend. One thing to note is that the numbers were actually a bit more acute in Australia. So we actually found that over nearly 60% of Australian youth favoured socialism, whereas in the UK and the US, the figure was closer to about 50%. So we're higher up on the scale.
63% of millennials who supported socialism attended university, while 52% of those have TAFE qualifications. Is there a correlation with the ideology of socialism with education?
Look, there is an increasing discussion at the moment about how universities are teaching students, and I think really what we should be more focusing on is that there's not necessarily the education about the downsides of socialism. So we're talking about the dictators across the last 100 years that have caused hundreds of 100 million deaths. We're talking about places like Venezuela where there is extreme poverty as a result of failed socialist experiments. So it's not necessarily about biased university courses. It's just about educating on the failings of the ideology.
Well, your report, like you just said before, 52% of the respondents didn't know who Chinese Communist leader Mao Zedong really was. Do you think potentially it's they're more thinking about the actual socialism, like free healthcare, free education, these rather small aspects of socialism rather than the broader concept of socialism?
Yeah, look, I definitely think that comes into play. I think youth are being driven towards perhaps the idealistic notions of equality that socialism projects, and that's probably coming from things like rising house prices, low wage growth, unemployment, and that's probably driving people to look at, you know, other options to capitalism, which on face value is looking to be increasingly frustrating for them.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're joined by Charles Jacob from the Centre of Independent Studies to talk about millennials' growing interest in socialism. So, Charles, many millennials are interested in the free stuff, such as health. Like I mentioned before, they're more interested in the free stuff, such as university and healthcare. Are there any downsides to this?
Look, I think you need to be reminded that the money that helps pay for those comes from profit. We can't tax a loss, we tax a profit. And to get profits, you need a highly productive economy. And socialist economies historically haven't provided that. It's capitalism that has led to those big profits. So our funding for our services is very important, and there's definitely a place for welfare and for education and health funding. But we need a source for that money, and that comes from businesses and employers making profits and paying tax.
Do you think there can be like a middle ground between the free health care, free universities of socialism with the more capitalist business side of capitalism? Do you think there could be a compromise somewhere?
If you look at countries like Scandinavia, you look at Sweden and Norway, they seem to be doing this, and they actually have fairly low rates of corporate tax, so they may should be getting the funds to pay for these services, and that's part of their national project. But I think ultimately it's important to remember that productivity is going to provide the money, and the capitalist system has historically provided that.
Right. Well, that's all the time we've got this morning, Charles. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Nathaniel.